from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 23rd. Mason here, June 23rd. The market read in 5. Let's start with the headline number. Let's get into it. First, from Capital Flows, Systematic Flows and Market Microstructure. $1 of buying can move the market $5. That's the headline from today's live stream on Market Microstructure. We walked through why the float feels inelastic, how passive flows and zero date expiry options amplify that effect, and what dealer gamma looks like when the order book gets squeezed. The session broke down the mechanics that turn a modest retail trade into a reflexive price swing, showing how to spot a genuine macro driver versus a purely mechanical move you'd want to fade. The free recording sits in the Market Microstructure playbook on YouTube if you want a quick replay. For the deeper dive charts, proprietary reports, and a step-by-step application to today's regime, we're reserving that for paid members. Tomorrow's live stream will map the biggest positioning forces across stocks, bonds, and currencies, and flag where fragility hides as volatility compresses. If you're tracking where the left and right tails are priced, that's the one to catch. Next, second, from Holistic Millionaire, a brand new wellness category just got named. Here's your window to claim it. Neurowellness is officially on the map as one of the biggest wellness trends of 2026. If you've been doing nervous system work for years, this is your moment and it won't stay open for long. Pay attention to this one. It moves fast. The Global Wellness Summit just named neurowellness one of the defining trends shaping the industry in 2026. With modern, digital life keeping our nervous systems in a state of fight or flight, regulating the nervous system is becoming wellness's next frontier, deploying everything from new consumer neurotech to somatic practices to calm the body before breakdown occurs. Global Wellness Institute translation, an entire category of wellness just got a name, a forecast, and an industry behind it. If you've spent years doing nervous system work, somatic therapy, breathwork, trauma-informed coaching, polyvagal-based practices, regulation-focused counseling, you didn't just get validated. You got a 6-month head start on every practitioner who's about to scramble to catch up. Here's why that window matters and what to do with it right now. Most wellness trends arrive slowly. A modality gets popular in pockets, spreads through word of mouth, and eventually shows up in a headline a few years after practitioners were already doing the work. This one is moving faster. The category has been named, forecast, and backed by a 150-page industry report read by hospitality groups, spa networks, wellness real estate developers, and product companies, the exact players who set trends for the broader consumer market. That means the language of nervous system health and neurowellness is about to start showing up everywhere, in marketing copy, in spa menus, in wellness app descriptions, in big brand campaigns. Once a term goes mainstream like that, the search traffic follows. People start typing it into Google. They start asking their friends about it. They start looking for practitioners who specialize in it. Right now, there's a gap between the term going mainstream and the market filling up with practitioners claiming it. That gap is where you want to be standing. Here's the thing that makes this different from most trend-chasing advice. You don't need to learn a new skill or pivot your practice. If you've been doing nervous system work, you already have the substance. What you need is the language and the visibility to match. Most practitioners doing this work describe themselves by their training: somatic experiencing practitioner, certified breathwork facilitator, trauma-informed therapist. All accurate. Or also slightly invisible to someone who doesn't know what those terms mean yet. The shift happening right now is that nervous system regulation and neuroillness are becoming words regular people understand and search for, the way mindfulness or self-care became part of everyday language a decade ago. You have the chance to attach your name to that language before it gets crowded and competitive. That's not opportunism, that's accuracy. You were already doing this. Now there's a word for it that the whole market is about to learn. This isn't a 6-month rebrand. It's a handful of fast, specific moves. Update your language everywhere today if you can. Go through your website, your bio, your social profiles. Wherever you currently describe your work using only clinical or modality-specific language, add the plain language version next to it. I help clients regulate a dysregulated nervous system or nervous system support for chronic stress and burnout should appear somewhere visible, even if your formal title stays the same. You're not changing who you are. You're making sure the people searching for what you do can actually find you using the words they have. Write one piece of content that explains it simply. A short post, an email, a video doesn't matter the format. The single piece of content does double duty. It educates the people already following you, and it becomes the thing you can point new leads to when they ask, wait, what exactly is nervous system work? The practitioners who explain this clearly and early will become the trusted voice people return to as the category grows. Explain what nervous system dysregulation actually is, in plain terms, the way you'd explain it to a new client in their first session. Claim the term in your bio and your booking page, specifically. If someone lands on your page after searching neuro illness practitioner or nervous system coach near me, make sure those words are actually present somewhere they'll see in the first few seconds. Not buried in a paragraph three scrolls down. Up next, third, from Pristine Capital. Crowded positioning in socks plus dram, between the conflict in the Middle East, midterm elections, and the evolving AI landscape. Investors are exhibiting caution when it comes to all risk assets except for socks, semis, and dram memory. Let's take a look under the hood of today's market action. News flow, economic calendar, core PCE, inflation data incoming Thursday, US investing championship record 2026 plus 5.74% as of 5/31/2025 plus 39.1% 2024 plus 254.0% 2023 plus 103.5%. Hage Andrew market update. Dram memory led in a tape of mixed breadth. YTD price returns. The Russell 2000 overtook the Nasdaq for the top YTD spot. And then, fourth, from Open Field Book, audio market participants reward value over growth. In this episode, we decode the unmistakable rotation unfolding across US equity markets and what it means for portfolio construction in a regime defined by elevated real yields, a hawkish Federal Reserve, and a market that is ruthlessly punishing speculation while rewarding quality. We cover the rotation by the numbers, the Russell 2000 hitting an all-time high on June 18. The equal weight S&P 500 outperforming its market cap weighted counterpart, and the Russell 1000 value index up 14.8% year-to-date versus Russell 1000 growth at just 2.7%, yet XLK remains the strongest sector YTD at plus 33.5%. What the flows are telling us, the week of June 1-5 saw $2.4 billion flow into technology ETFs, $1 billion into materials, and $650 million into industrials, while energy, consumer discretionary, communication services, and financials all saw outflow. WS. The signal from the tape, fund flows, and institutional positioning all say the same thing. Cyclicals and value are getting a bid, semiconductor leadership persists, and the most speculative corners of growth are being systematically liquidated. The Russell 2000's record high is meaningful, but IWM saw $1.1 billion in outflows over a recent five-day period. The Kevin Warsh regime change, his first FOMC meeting eliminated forward guidance, established five internal reform task forces, and delivered an uncompromising commitment to the 2% inflation target. With core PCE at 3.3% and unemployment at 4.3%, there is no cover for cuts. The critical question, does any hike come with one-and-done language that caps the terminal rate? Why the semis are crowded? A record 80% of Bank of America fund manager survey respondents called long global semiconductors the most crowded trade. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index surged 6.5% on June 18 with all 30 constituents positive, but crowded trades eventually decompress. Where the rotation is going within tech, the internal rotation is from pure AI hardware and semis toward high-quality software and cloud names with recurring revenue, operating leverage, and less cyclicality. This is where Salesforce 19x earnings, 10.3% FCF yield, Microsoft 22x earnings, 2.7% FCF yield, and Palo Alto Networks 43% one-year return become relevant. What the market is rewarding and punishing the name's working share attributes. GAAP profitability, visible recurring revenue streams, and valuations anchored to near-term cash flows. Closing thought, if the rotation trade has further to run and the evidence suggests it does, the question for your portfolio is not whether to participate, but whether your holdings occupy the quality tier of growth that institutions will continue to bid, or the speculative tier that gets liquidated. As the broadening deepens, the names not working share the opposite, high multiples relative to decelerating growth, path to profitability uncertainty, and sensitivity to real yield movements. The Warsh Fed is not coming to rescue long-duration growth with dovish signals, improving financial outcomes by boosting financial literacy. If you enjoyed this podcast, refer a friend, or a family member, or even a stranger, as long as they open up our emails and keep us out of their spam folder. But wait, there's more. Give your friend or relative the gift of a premium subscription, even just for 1 month, and we'll comp your subscription for 6 months. Yes, you can game the system. And if you refer 2 friends, you get a whole year free. Of course, we would prefer you not cancel right away, so instead, tell your friend to game the system too. That's an 85% discount to the best newsletter user experience in investing. Don't think about it, just hit give. You can support our publication and podcast by upgrading your subscription. Gold Circle members receive up to 20 analyst reports each year. Analyst reports speak for themselves and are worth the price of admission. Don't miss our next one. Become Gold Circle member. Copyright Open Field Book publishing 5 days a week. Next, 5th from Bloomberg Technology. Media consolidation in its middle innings. Tom Ara, Weil, Gottschall and Manges Entertainment, Sport and Media Head, discusses significant mergers and acquisitions in Hollywood during the first half of 2026. Highlighted deals include Fox's $22 billion investment in Roku and Paramount's $110 billion acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery. Ara explains that the market has shifted from a cautious stance last year to a more confident environment, leading to increased capital deployment and ongoing consolidation in the entertainment sector. He speaks with Romain Bostic and Katie Greyfeld on The Close. Source, Bloomberg. Today's guests are Wells Fargo Global Investment Strategist Veronica Willis, U.S. Bank Chief Product Officer, Business Banking Shruti Patel, Susquehanna Senior Equity Research Analyst, Tech Hardware Mehdi Hosseini, former Fed Governor and Monetary Policy Analytics Chairman Lawrence May at Bokeh Capital, Partners Founder and Chief Investment Officer Kim Forrest, former Kansas City Fed President Thomas Honig, JPM Alternatives Strategist Aaron Mulvihill, Weil, Gottschall and Manges Entertainment, Sports and Media Head Tom R. Cotopaxi, CEO Lindsay Shumlers, and NFL Hall of Famer Terrell Owens and Scintillae CEO Ben Weiss. Up next, 6th, from Bloomberg Technology. Tech Self drags stocks lower. The Close 6/22/2026. Bloomberg Television brings you the latest news and analysis leading up to the final minutes and seconds before and after the closing bell on Wall Street. Source, Bloomberg. And then, 7th, from Bloomberg Technology. SpaceX fall continues, erasing billions in market value. SpaceX shares slipped for a third straight day, shedding hundreds of billions of dollars in market value after the company said it is selling investment-grade bonds for the first time. Bloomberg's Anthony Stevens and Nora Melinda break down the latest developments. Source, Bloomberg. Next, 8th, from Bloomberg Technology. Internet stocks will be next area of our eye cycle, Standard Chartered says. U.S. equities likely to see a mild correction, staying near current levels. The dip is projected to be limited, perhaps a 2-3% pullback, according to Standard Chartered. Daniel Lam of the bank says the next wave of AI-driven investment will shift toward internet stocks. He expects the sector to benefit from ongoing AI adoption, with advertisers and platforms positioned to capture. Up next, 9th, from Bloomberg Politics. Oil flows through Hormuz. Fed remembers Alan Greenspan. Bloomberg Business Week Daily 6/22/2026. Today, Bloomberg's Mike McKee remembers Alan Greenspan and reflects on his legacy as Fed chair. Then, David Lebovitz, multi-asset solutions global strategist at JP Morgan Asset Management, discusses current Fed chair Kevin Warsh and the overall economic landscape, with more eco data to drop this week. Plus, Bloomberg Opinion's Therese Raphael on UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's decision to step down. Then, Jennifer Welch, chief geoeconomics analyst at Bloomberg Economics, discusses the status of talks between the US and Iran as oil begins to flow through the Strait of Hormuz. Finally, Silvio Tavares, CEO of VantageScore, shares an exclusive report of the state of the U.S. consumer as borrowers adjust to inflation and higher rates. Source, Bloomberg. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Politics. Housing bill passes Senate with lawmakers under pressure. The U.S. Capitol building on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., U.S. on Saturday, June 13, 2026, a Washington federal judge wrestled with how reversible President Donald Trump's efforts to change the color of the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool would be in the latest lawsuit targeting Trump's moves to renovate some of Washington's historic landmarks. Photographer Aaron Schwartz/Bloomer. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow.